This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 14th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two passenger buses driving along the Mandera-Nairobi route in Kenya, Africa, were ambushed on June 7th by Somali-based Al-Shabaab Muslim militants, reports International Christian Concern. They killed three and injured several others. Among the dead were two security officers of the escort team guarding the convoy, who were shot as they approached to rescue the passengers. No doubt the Muslim militants attacked in an area where there was no cell phone coverage. This recent attack comes just 2 months after five passengers were killed and dozens were severely injured in another bus along the same route. Psalm 34, verse 16 says, "The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth." Last Friday, the group of seven world leaders converged on Carbis Bay, a seaside resort and village in Cornwall, England, for talks about fighting the coronavirus and global poverty, as well as advancing the green agenda. The G7 countries include Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the host, mapped out his vision.
As G7, we are united in our vision for a cleaner, greener world, a solution to the problems of climate change. I think that is what the people of our countries now want us to focus on. They want us to be sure that we're beating the pandemic together, but also that we're building back better together and building back greener and building back fairer and building back more equal. In a more gender neutral and perhaps a more feminine way. How about that, apart from anything else? So those are some of the objectives that we have before us at Carbis Bay.
Downing Street insisted the bizarre plea referred to $606 million of funding that the British government pledged toward girls' education in poor nations. It came as he sat down with leaders including U.S. President Joe Biden, Canadian President Justin Trudeau, and French President Emmanuel Macron, who have all championed, quote-unquote, woke issues. No doubt, Prime Minister Johnson's opening vision statement is reflective in part of his new bride, the former Carrie Symons, who is known for her environmentalist activism through Oceania and other liberal issues. They just got married on May 29, 2021, after brazenly living in sin. Vice President Kamala Harris snapped at a Latina Univision anchor Wednesday when pressed to answer when she would be visiting the southern border.
I said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to flee to the border.
President Biden ripped up former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which was wildly successful at dramatically disincentivizing people from trying to illegally gain entry into the U.S. Vice President Harris was equally condescending with NBC anchor Lester Holt as he interviewed her in Guatemala. It aired last Tuesday on the Today Show.
Why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis?
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Well, I mentioned it because I know Republicans have certainly come at you on this, but Democratic Congressman Cuellar has a border district has said to you and the president, come. You need to see this.
Listen, I care about what's happening at the border. I'm in Guatemala because my focus is dealing with the root causes of migration.
Proverbs 29, verse 2 declares, "When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan." Check out the Heritage Foundation's analysis of the Biden border crisis in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In a related story, because the Biden-Harris administration refuses to secure our southern border, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott said the state will immediately begin building border barriers in areas where migrants can easily cross the Rio Grande border with Mexico. The barriers will, in part, enable state law enforcement to arrest migrants for violations of state law, reports Breitbart.com. The governor picked Del Rio, Texas, as the location for his announcement due to the massive increases in illegal border crossings in this region.
Change is needed to fix the border crisis problem. These challenges that we're talking about are a direct result of the open border policies in place right now. Look at the numbers to see it. If you compare last April to this April, you see that last April there were about 17,000 people who were apprehended. This April, more than 170,000. That's a 1,000% increase.
The governor explained that the barriers serve two functions in the battle against illegal border crossings. The first is physical deterrence. The second, quote, if the migrants move or interfere with that barrier, they have committed several crimes, end quote. Those crimes include criminal mischief, vandalism of state property, and criminal trespass. The punishment? Up to 180 days in jail. Abbott said, quote, you're not going to get a free pass to the U.S. They're getting a straight pass to a jail cell, end quote. And finally, what does the Worldview newscast mean to you? Do you appreciate hearing timely updates on the persecution of Christians, as well as a biblical perspective on worldwide and American political and cultural issues? Send me a short 5-sentence email, including your name, city, and state, to adam@theworldview.com. Starting today and running through Friday, July 9th, we need to raise $65,000 to help keep the Worldview on the air. That would mean 108 listeners who would make a $25 monthly pledge, as well as 54 listeners who would make a $50 monthly pledge. Go to theworldview.com and click on Give on the top right. Make sure to select that you'd like your donation to be a recurring monthly pledge. The goal by this Friday is $16,250. With your help, we can get there. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, June 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.